Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanustate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We're reading Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 63.
我们学习圣典，学习《博迦梵歌》第十八章的第63节。
Iti te jnanam akyatam gyuyat guyataram maya Vimrishyaitad asheshena yate chasi tatakuru.
译文这样，我给你讲解了更机密的知识，仔细想想，然后做你想做的。要旨由圣泡泡的提供。主给阿朱那讲解了有关布拉玛布塔的知识，在布拉玛布塔状态中的人充满快乐，由于有机密的知识。 他从不悲伤，也没有任何欲望。Krishna还揭示了有关超灵的知识，这也是有关Brahman凡的知识，但其级别更高。这里做你愿意做的一句表示，神不干涉生物微小的独立性。在Bhagavad-gita中，主从各方面对人如何提高自己的生存状态做了解释。 Arjuna得到的最佳忠告是皈依处在他心中的超灵，应该凭正确的辨别力，同意按照超灵的命令行事，那将有助于人一直保持 Krishna 知觉，使人处于人生最高的完美阶段。Arjuna是在至尊人格守神的直接命令下作战的，皈依至尊人格守神对生物本身最有利，而不是对至尊有利。 在皈依之前，人可以竭尽自己的智力所能，仔细地思考这个问题。这是接受至尊人格守神训示的最佳方法。通过灵性导师 ，Krishna 的真正代表也能得到这种训示。译文：这样，我给你讲解了更机密的知识，仔细想想，然后做你想做的。
So in this section, we're hearing about the process of bhakti yoga.
在这部分，我们聆听的是有关于分爱瑜伽的程序。Other
sections in the chapter had covered karma yoga and jnana yoga.
这一章的其他部分呢，讲了是，业宝瑜伽和思辨瑜伽内容。
But now Krishna is coming to the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, which is Bhakti Yoga.
现在，就 Krishna 讲的是《薄伽梵歌》的结论，就是分爱瑜伽。
And we heard Lord Krishna describe how by working in consciousness of Him, we could come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta.
在这里 ，Krishna 解释了怎样在 Krishna 知觉中，通过在 Krishna 知觉中行动，能够达到凡的层面。
Then Krishna could also be known in person by devotion.
通过分爱 ，Krishna 就能够亲身的被感知到。
And that, then when we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will also protect us and take us back to Godhead.
当我们皈依于 Krishna 的时候呢 ，Krishna 会保护我们，使我们回归家园。
We heard Krishna instruct Arjuna that he should act according to his nature.
我们知道 Krishna 训斥了 Arjuna， 他应该根据他的本性去活动。
And Krishna was telling him that if he did not act under Krishna's instructions, then he would be forced to act by the modes of material nature.
Krishna 对他说，如果 Arjuna 不按照他的训斥去活动的话，那么他就会按照物质自然的这个形态去活动。
If he acts under the control of the modes of nature, he will act out of false ego.
那么，如果一旦他按照这个物质自然形态去活动的话，那么他就会被假我所控制。
But when he acts under the instruction of the Supreme Lord, then that is actual surrender.
如果他是按照超灵的指示去活动的话，那么这才是真正的臣服。
And that will give him real peace.
这样就能够使他达到真正的平和。
Now, in text number 61, it was mentioned that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart and directs everyone.
在第六十一世界中讲到了至尊主处在所有生物体的心中，指导着他们周游四方。
So one may ask, well, if Krishna is directing everyone, why do we need to bother? Krishna will do it anyway.
那么有人就会问，既然 Krishna 是所有的事物的行动者，那么我们还要做事干嘛呢？他怎么都能够做呀？
Yeah, we don't have to worry about surrendering because Krishna is directing us.
我们根本就不必要担心皈依不皈依，因为 Krishna 会指导我们的。
But Krishna directs us according to our desire.
但是 Krishna 指导我们是根据我们自己的愿望来做出的。
If we desire for Krishna, then he will direct us to surrender to him.
如果我们想要 Krishna, 他就会指导我们皈依他。
But if we desire for our sense gratification, then Krishna will also direct us in that way.
但是如果我们想要感官享乐的话， Krishna 也会把我们指到那个方向去。
There's a difference between karma and bhakti.
在业报和业报在行动瑜伽跟分爱瑜伽中有区别。
Bhakti, we will act for Krishna's interest.
分爱是指我们的活动是为了 Krishna 的利益做出的。
But when we act under the influence of karma, we act for our own pleasure, for our own desires, our own interests, selfish interests.
但是在业报规律的作用下，如果我们的活动是根据业报规律做出的，其实是我们为了自己的自私的利益做出的。
So it's not all one.
所以他们不同的。
Everything is based on the individual's desire.
所有的一切事物都是依靠于个体的愿望实现的。
So this brings us to the verse today that Krishna is telling Arjuna.He is saying to Arjuna in text 63, he said, I've explained to you knowledge still more confidential.
在这个六十三师节中 ，Krishna 对 Arjuna 说，我给你讲解了更机密的知识。
Yeah, there's confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, and then the most confidential knowledge.
有机密的知识。更机密的比较机密的知识和最机密的知识。
This will be mentioned more in the next verse.
那么在下一个世界中会进一步讲。
Krishna explains that there's different levels of knowledge.
Krishna 解释了有不同层面的知识。
And so he tells Arjuna, he said, now you have to think about this fully and decide what do you want to do.
然后 Krishna 就告诉 Arjuna, 你应该仔细想想然后决定你做什么。
In this verse, Krishna is giving Arjuna freedom. He's giving him the choice. What do you want to do? Do you want to surrender or do you not want to surrender?
在这一节里呢 Krishna 给 Arjuna 你自由选择的权利。你想要臣服于我呢还是想要不臣服。
We, just like in Krishna consciousness, when we preach to people, we do not force people that you have to do this, you have to stop this meat eating.
就好像我们在传播 Krishna 之意的过程当中呢，我们不会去强迫别人，你必须放弃吃肉，你必须这样子。
We do not force them, you must follow our four principles.
我们不强迫他们必须接受我追随我们的思想基本原则。
We give them the choice.
我们给他们自由选择的权利。
Yeah, we say here, you be a devotee, you can eat Krishna prasada.
我们说，哎，你做奉献者，你就能够荣耀 Krishna 的 prasada.
But you want to eat meat, fish, and eggs, then go be a karmi.
如果你还想吃鱼肉蛋的话，那么你就去做一个 karmi.
We tell people you should wake up early in the morning.
我们跟别人讲，你应该早起。
You know, if you go in the holy dam to Mayapur or Vrindavan, the devotees will wake up 3:30 in the morning.
我们知道，我们如果去圣地的话，在 Mayapur 在 Vrindavan， 奉献者们3:30就起床了。
Mm-hmm, probably, you know, and you know, somebody will go around with a big bell, the ringing the bell.
有人会摇着一个很响大铃铛。
Yeah, and people will wake up.And get washed and take a bath and dress. Come to the mangal arti.
人们就起来，然后洗漱沐浴，然后去参加早 arti.
Mangal arti is always 4:30.
Mangal arti 呢，一般是在4:30开始。
If you go to Vrindavan, you have to go to the arti at Prabhupada Samadhi at 4:15.
如果在 Vrindavan 的话，那么在圣帕帕的 Samadhi 的 arti 呢是4:01。
So everybody gets up 3:30.
所以呢，所有人都是在3:30起床的。
Of course, some people they don't want to get up.
当然有人不想起床。
Especially in the winter time when it gets cold.
尤其是在冬天，天气很冷的时候。
People don't want just like here. Now it's cold. You know, we don't want to wake up in the morning.
就好像在这里冬天天气很冷早上起不来
just stay in the blanket
然后只是在被窝里蒙着头说哎呀不不不不
So Prabhupada explains that we tell people you should get up wake up early in the morning
所以呢帕帕解释说我们告诉人们应该在早上早起
But if you force them to get upThen they may do it once or twice, but they won't do it for long.
但是如果我们强迫别人这样做呢，他可能能做一次两次，但是不会持久。
Yeah, they will. You know, they will do it if you force them, but they don't do it from their heart. They're not doing it voluntarily.
因为他们这样做，只是因为有人在强迫他，不是说自愿、自觉、自愿做出的。
So we tell people you should do this. You know, you should do this, but we don't force them that you have to do it.
所以我们跟别人讲你应该这样做但是呢我们不强迫别人你必须这样做
Krishna consciousness is voluntary
Krishna 知觉是自愿的
Yeah, we can't force people you have to love Krishna
我们不能强迫别人你必须爱 Krishna
You know, we can tell the young woman you have to love me or else
我们不能给别人那个些年轻的姑娘们讲你必须爱我
you know, If you don't love me, I will beat you.
如果你不爱我的话，我要揍你。
No, that is not love.
这不是爱。
Love is voluntary.
爱是自愿的。
In the same way, love for Krishna has to be voluntary.
同样的，对 Krishna 的爱也是自愿的。
We say you should do this, you should chant Hare Krishna mantra, you should follow regulative principles.
我们说你应该唱诵圣名，你应该追随思想基本原则。
And if somebody wants to become devotee, if they want to develop, if they are attracted to Krishna, they will follow.
如果有些人他真正被 Krishna 吸引的话，他们就会追随。
Now it may take time before people follow.
可能的话，人们在追随这些之前，可能需要一些时间。
Sometimes you see people they come and listen for years and years.
可能有的人他来听课听了很多年。
Yeah, they don't change. They don't really become devotees, but they keep coming and hearing, and they take part in some program once a week.
虽然他们没有改变，没有成为奉献者，但他们不经常还是不断的来每个星期来听课。
But then at a certain point, something happens, and they say, "I want to become a devotee now."
但是呢，忽然有之后有。在某个时刻一些事情发生他忽然会觉悟说我想成为奉献我要成为奉献者
Everybody people all some people immediately they come and they want to become devotee
有些人他立刻就想要成为奉献者
Sometime, I remember one time in England we were chanting in the street of London
我记得在英国的时候有一次我们在伦敦大街上唱诵
and there was a young woman met us we were chanting and this young woman came and she chanted with us she wanted to chant with us
有个年轻人过来他就想跟我们一起念诵
and we found out actually she'd been taking drugs
我们发现实际上这个人他还吸毒
now in England you know many many young people take
现在英国的话有很多很多年轻人他们都吸毒
so it wasn't anything unusual
所以这不是什么司空见怪的事
but this young woman came back with us to the temple and stayed in the temple and never left
但是呢当这个年轻人来到庙宇以后呢他就待在庙宇就再也没有离开
and she's still a devotee today
现在她还是一位奉献者
you know, she came very suddenly
他就是突然就出现啊，就成为奉献者。
And some people they come, you know, for a long time, and then and they may not become devotees.
但是另外有些人呢，他们可能来了很多很多次，但是呢，他们却还是没有成为奉献者。
But the point is, everyone has their own choice to make.
但是关键的是，每个人都有他自由选择的权利。
Yeah, we don't force people that you have to stay in Krishna, you have to become a devotee, you have to shave your head.
所以我们，但是我们不强迫人必须成为一个奉献者，必须把头剃得光光的。
Sometimes a devotee would do that.
有时候奉献者会这样子做。
Sometimes, one time in England, I remember, one time in London, There was a young man, he was staying in the temple for some time and he had long hair.
有一次呢就是在英国有一个年轻人他在庙宇里他住在庙宇里但头发却养得长很长。
So he had long hair, but he liked, you know, he was very attracted. Every day he would go chanting with the devotees and he was doing service in the temple.
虽然他头发养得很长但是他非常受吸引。然后呢，每天他都到庙宇里来和奉献者一起做服务，一起唱诵，一起念诵。
But all the devotees shave their head.
但是奉献者都是剃头的。
All the men anyway, we have a shika and we cut all this hair off.
奉献者除了这个shika之外呢，都把头其他地方头发都剃光。
So he was attached. He didn't want to cut his hair.
但是他却很依附他的长头发。
And he stayed for a long time, for a few months. He didn't cut his hair.
他在庙里待了几个月，但是呢，却还是不剪头发。
So you know, then the devotee in charge started to tell him. He said, "Look, either you cut your hair, or you can go home."
然后呢，这个庙里的管那个主管呢，他就给说，他说你要么到待在这里把头剃了，要么就是给我出去，回家去。
So he had to surrender. He cut his hair.
所以呢，他必须臣服皈依。最后，他把头发剃了。
Yeah. So the point that but Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have to decide, Arjuna. What are you going to do?
所以呢，在这里 ，Krishna 在跟 Arjuna 讲，你必须做出决定，你想要做什么。
Krishna is not forcing Arjuna that you have to do what I say.
Krishna 没有强迫 Arjuna， 你必须做我跟你讲的，按照我跟你讲的去做。
Because that would go against everything Krishna's teaching.
因为这和Krishna 讲的一切是不一致的。
Because Krishna has been teaching, he's been talking to Arjuna about devotion and being conscious of him.
因为 Krishna 在给 Arjuna 讲的是分爱，是知觉他。
Now, to be conscious of Krishna, you know, you have to have some attraction, you have to have some love for him.
要知觉他，要知觉 Krishna， 必须受他某种程度到受他吸引，必须再有些爱他。
Just like a young man and a young woman, when they get involved with each other and they start to know each other, then they think of each other constantly.
就好像年轻的男孩子跟女孩子们，当他们爱是互相彼此相爱的时候，他们就会经常的想着对方。
They can't even think of anybody else. They're just constantly thinking of this one person.
他什么人，其他人都想不起来，只是不断的想着这个特殊的人，
that、
特定的一个人。
That is the nature of this attraction, for the opposite sex.
这就是对异性的一种吸引，对异性相吸的一种天性。
But we're meant to have that same attraction for Krishna.
但是，人也必须应该对 Krishna 有同样怀有这样的吸引力。
Yeah, when we purify our heart, when we get rid of the lust and all the dirty things from the heart, then our attraction will be to Krishna.
当我们净化了自己，把所有内心的脏东西都去除的时候，我们就能够受 Krishna 吸引。
We'll just simply want to think of Krishna every moment.
我们每时每刻只是想要 Krishna.
So Krishna wants Arjuna to understand, you know, that he has to make a decision about what he's going to do.
所以呢 ，Krishna 想要 Arjuna 了解，他必须做出决定，自己到底想要做什么。
Living entities, we all have this independence.
我们作为个体生物，我们都有自己的独立性。
Krishna has supreme independence.
Krishna 具有至尊的独立性。
We have marginal independence.
我们有边际的独立性。
Our independence is to choose to surrender to Krishna or surrender to Maya.
我们的独立性表现在，我们是皈依于 Krishna 还是皈依于 Maya?
Are you going to be in the dark or are you going to be in the light?
你想要处在黑暗之中呢，还是要待在光明里？
If we take shelter of Maya, we go in the dark.
如果我们脱避于 Maya, 我们就走向黑暗。
And if you go in the light, you take shelter of Krishna.
如果你想要进入阳光的话，那么走向光明的话，那么就要脱避于 Krishna。
But don't think you can find Krishna in the dark.
但是不要想着你在黑暗之中还能够找到 Krishna.
In the dark, in Maya, you won't find Krishna.
在 Maya 里，你根本就找不见 Krishna.
No, if you say no, I'm not going to surrender to Krishna, but I'm going to find Krishna on my own. I'm not going to surrender here, but I'm going to find Krishna on my own.
他说，如果我们认为，我不想再皈依。与 Krishna， 但是我自己想要找在 Maya 里找到 Krishna。
Prabhupada says in one purport in the Bhagavatam, he said, if you think you can be in Krishna consciousness outside of ISKCON, then you are in illusion。
帕布帕德在《博迦瓦坛》的一个要师姐的要旨中写道，如果你想要在 ISKCON 之外能够找到 Krishna 的话， 那么你就处在迷幻当中。
Sometimes we try to make that effort that we want. Oh, I'm going to just stay away from the devotees. I'm just going to be Krishna conscious on my own.
有时候我们会想，哎呀，我不想跟奉献在一起，我要远离奉献者，我要自己去培养 Krishna 知觉。
And we don't go to associate anywhere. We don't go for the big festivals or anything. We're just all on our own.
我们只是自己去努力，不参加奉献者联谊，也不参加一些大的节日。
So then gradually we get weaker and weaker and weaker.
渐渐的，我们会变得越来越弱，越来越弱。
We start to, you know, we instead of offering our food, we just cook the food and we don't bother to offer it.
我们不是去为 Krishna 烹调，我们可能只是做菜，然后不供奉就吃了。
And you know, chanting becomes less and less.
我们的唱诵变得越来越松弛。
And then start to deviate from the regulative principles.
渐渐的，我们偏离了基本原则。
And this way, we become caught up in the material energy.
这样子的话，我们就会渐渐的被物质能量捉住。
So we have this free will.
所以呢，我们有这样的自由意志。
Just like sometimes the father has to tell his, the son is asking his father that he wants to do something. And the father says, no, this is not good.
就好像说有个孩子呢，他跟他的父亲讲他想要做一些事情，但父亲说你不要，最好不要这样做。
Maybe the son wants to smoke cigarettes and the father tells the son, this is not good, this is very bad habit.
可能是孩子呢想要抽烟，那么这父亲就会在讲这不是什么好习惯。
But then the son said, well, I'm already grown up, I can do what I like.
但是如果这个孩子说我已经长大了，我要自己做主。
So the father says, okay, then it's your choice, you have to suffer.
那么父亲就会说好吧，如果你试试看的话，你就会感到很痛苦。
So it's like that with us and Krishna.
同样我们跟 Krishna 之间关系也是如此。
There's a saying, man proposes, God disposes.
有句话说，谋事在人，成事在天。
We have that, we have the response, the independence to make the choice.
我们有这种选择的独立性。
This is our free will.
这是我们的自由意志。
But when we misuse the free will, then we come into the material world.
但是一旦我们误用了这种自由意志，我们就来到这个物质世界。
And when we make proper use of the free will and surrender to Krishna, move towards Krishna, then we feel relief from the material energy.
但是如果我们正确的运用我们这个自由意志，臣服于归于 Krishna, 这样子的话，我们就能够从这个物质世界的捆绑中解脱出来。
We feel happier, we feel satisfied, comfortable.
我们感到很快乐，很满足，很舒服。
But when we don't surrender to Krishna, then we're simply under the clutches of Maya, and Maya's business is to kick us.
但是如果我们不归于 Krishna, 我们就在 Maya 掌控之中。Maya 的责任是什么？就是踢我们。
Yeah, we just suffer so much anxiety.
我们因为很多焦虑而非常痛苦。
Just like some criminals who have, you know, they're hunted by the police. The police are looking everywhere for them.
就好像有一些就是那个逃犯，然后呢，有很多警察都到处在寻追捕他。
And so these people, the prisoners are just simply, you know, they're in constant anxiety. Think who's coming? Is it the police? Are they coming to catch us?
所以呢，这个通缉犯呢，他就会变得非常非常焦虑啊！这个警察来了，他在哪？警察在哪里？他们会来捉我。
And the same way in material world, people under the shelter of Maya are like that. They're constantly in anxiety.
同样，在物质世界中，那么在 Maya 控制下的人也是这样子，充满了焦虑。
They're always worried. Who's coming to attack us? Who's coming to steal our money?
他们总是在担心谁会哪个人他会过来来攻击我们啊？谁他会把我们东西拿走
？Who is cheating me?
谁在骗我？
the whole material world is just a horrible place.
整个物质世界真的是一个非常可怕的地方。
And nobody is happy, nobody is peaceful, nobody is satisfied.
没有人是快乐的，没有人是满足的，也没有人是平和的。
It is said there are only two people who are happy in this world.
有话常言道说，只有两种人是在这个物质世界上是快乐的。
One is a self-realized person.
一种是自我觉悟的人。
And the other is a fool.
另一种是傻子、傻瓜。
Otherwise, nobody is happy.
否则的话，其他人都不快乐。
So, Krishna, tells Arjuna, "What are you going to?" He asks Arjuna, "What are you going to do? You have to decide."
所以呢 ，Krishna 就问 Arjuna， 你打算怎样做？你必须做决定。
In text 64, Krishna goes on and says, "Because you are my friend, I am speaking to you this supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge." Text 64, you can read.
然后在六十四节中。Krishna 告诉 Arjuna， 由于你是我特别珍视的朋友，我才给你讲解我至高无上的训示，绝密的知识。听我说，因为他对你有好处。要旨，主给 Arjuna 讲了机密的知识，有关 Brahman 的知识，讲解了更机密的知识，有关处在众生心中超灵的知识。现在要讲绝密的知识，即向至尊人格守神皈依。他在第九章的结尾说，永远想着我，这里重复了同样的训示，以强调 Bhagavad Gita 教义的实质。这实质不被普通人所理解，但却被 Krishna 特别宠爱的纯粹奉献者所理解。这是所有的伟达文献中最重要的训示。 Krishna 说的这一点是知识中最实质的部分，不仅 Arjuna 要执行，所有的生物也都应该执行。
Krishna is it, why did Krishna select Arjuna to speak Bhagavad Gita to?
为什么 Krishna 选择 Arjuna 来讲述国家梵歌呢？
Arjuna was not a Brahmana.
Arjuna 不是一位婆罗门。
And he was not renounced sannyasi.
他也不是弃绝的 sannyasi.
He was a kshatriya.
他是一位 kshatriya。
But that was not his qualification for Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita.
但是这些并不是 Krishna 选择他讲述国家梵歌的一些条件。
What was Arjuna's qualification? He was a friend of Krishna and a devotee.
但是 Krishna, Arjuna 具有的资格是他是一 Krishna 的朋友，而且是一位奉献者。
Krishna, because you are my very dear friend, so I'm speaking.
Krishna 说，因为你是我非常亲密的朋友，所以我给你讲这个知识。
And he's speaking the most confidential of all knowledge.
但他讲的是所有知识中最最绝密的知识。
In the seventh chapter, or in the second and third chapter, we have confidential knowledge, the difference between the body and the soul.
在第二章中，他讲了这个人的躯体和灵魂的区别。
Understanding what is Brahman, the spirit soul is Brahman.
讲了什么是凡灵魂。
So this is confidential knowledge. Not everyone knows the difference between the body and the soul.
所以这是机密的知识，并不是所有人都知道躯体跟灵魂的区别。
Then you have more confidential knowledge that Krishna is pervading everything as the super soul.
然后讲了更机密的知识， Krishna 他遍存万有，作为超灵遍存万有。
Krishna says, by me in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervading.
Krishna 说，通过我的展示，通过我整个宇宙都，通过我的。
By me in my unmanifested form.
在我通过我不展示的状态。
This entire universe is pervading.
整个宇宙。我以我不展示的凡的形态维系整个宇宙。
So, this is knowledge of the super soul, how Krishna is pervading everything in everything.
这是 超龄的知识，Krishna 怎样处在一切事物当中。
This is more confidential knowledge.
所以这是更机密的知识。
But there's the most confidential knowledge of all.
但是还有最最机密的知识。
And this has already been given in the ninth chapter.
所以这个知识呢，在第九章中已经讲述。
And the message of that ninth chapter was to surrender to Krishna.
第九章的信息是成皈依于 Krishna.
And the same instruction is going to be given in text 65.
同样的训示在第六十四章中也再次被强调。65节中再次被强调。
Yeah, Krishna will repeat the same instruction which he gave at the end of the ninth chapter.
Krishna 在整个章最后一章中呢，把这些讯息都再次强调。
When something is very important, it will be repeated.
当有些东西很重要的时候呢，就要再三的去强调。
So Krishna is going to repeat that same instruction which he gave at the end of the ninth chapter.
所以呢 ，Krishna 要在这里再次提出这个第九章的最后的十节中所讲的内容。
The ninth chapter was entitled "The Most Confidential Knowledge."
第九章的题目是最机密的知识。
It describes how Krishna deals, how Krishna relates with his devotee.
讲的是 Krishna 怎样和他的奉献者相处，怎么和他奉献的关系是什么。
And so in text 65, Lord Krishna is going to describe how we can actually be a devotee, what activities a devotee should perform.
那么在第六十五节诗中 ，Krishna 讲了我们应该怎样成为奉献者，一位奉献者应该怎么去行事。
Knowing Krishna as a person.
知觉到 Krishna 是一个人。
Yeah, there's a difference between that confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, and the most confidential knowledge.
在机密的知识、更机密的知识和最机密的知识之间，他们是有区别的。
Yeah, the confidential knowledge, we simply know Krishna as a Brahman. We simply know the impersonal feature of Krishna.
在机密的知识中，只是把 Krishna 认为是梵，是一个非人格的
非人格的 feature.
是 Krishna 的非人格的特性。
But as a super soul, like the yogis who meditate on the super soul, they realize the all-pervading aspect of Krishna.
那么，进一步的是那些瑜伽师，他一知觉到超龄的瑜伽师，他们知觉到 Krishna 是无所不在的。
But the most confidential knowledge is to know Krishna in his feature as the Bhagavan, as the personality of Godhead.
但是最最机密的知识是知道 Krishna 是的人格性，是薄伽梵。
So Krishna is going to reveal this knowledge to Arjuna.
所以呢 ，Krishna 要给 Arjuna 讲述这样的知识。
And he tells Arjuna, "This is for your benefit."
他告诉 Arjuna 说，这些都是为了你的好利益而讲的。
But not only for the benefit of Arjuna, for the benefit of every devotee.
而且不仅仅是为了 Arjuna， 而且是为所有的奉献者。
Krishna is instructing Arjuna, with the intention of instructing everybody in this age of Kali.
Krishna 通过训示 Arjuna， 实际上是目的是为了训示所有卡利年代的人。
The example is given that a mother will instruct her daughter-in-law.By instructing her own daughter.
一个例子就是说，母亲呢，她会训示她自己的女儿，以此来教训自己的媳妇。
Yeah. Yeah. In China also like that, huh?
在中国也是如此。
Yeah. When the son marries and he brings his wife to live in their home with the mother.The son's wife is not familiar with the ways of the mother.
儿子一旦结婚以后呢，把媳妇娶进门，那么这个媳妇呢，对于婆婆的这种行为方式呢，可能并不大了解。
And also the girl has just got married, so she's missing her home, missing her family, she's not very comfortable.
那么这个新媳妇呢可能会非常离开了自己的家，会非常想家人，会感觉到非常的不舒服。
So the mother is very careful not to find fault with the son's wife.
所以呢，做婆婆的她会非常小心，就是不要去挑这个媳妇的错。
Because she worries that maybe, you know, if I find fault with her, she'll break down and cry and want to go home to her father.
如果这样的话，她恐婆婆就恐怕媳妇会哭着跑回家去，跑回娘家去。
So the mother will instruct her by just simply instructing her own daughter.
所以呢，这婆婆呢，只是来教训自己的女儿，来以此来达到教训告警戒媳妇的目的。
And hope that that daughter-in-law will hear and learn.
希望呢，媳妇能够听到，并且从中得到教训。
In the same way, Krishna is instructing Arjuna for all of our benefit.
同样呢 ，Krishna 在训示 Arjuna， 为了是来训示我们所有人。
Yeah. He selects Arjuna because Arjuna is his devotee and his very good friend.
他选择了 Arjuna 是因为 Arjuna 是他的奉献者，而且是他非常亲密的朋友。
Wherever Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is his companion, and he will speak it to Arjuna.
无论在任何时候 ，Krishna 讲述国家梵歌的时候，其实 Arjuna 都是在场的。
So somebody comes along and says, "No, Krishna picked me to speak Bhagavad Gita to." That's ridiculous. Krishna always speaks Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
如果有人站出来说，哎 ，Krishna 给我讲了国家梵歌。这简直就是胡说八道，因为 Krishna 只是给 Arjuna 讲述这门知识。
But it's for the benefit of everyone.
但是呢，这却是为了所有生物的利益的。
Yeah, we don't have to change anything.
我们不必要做任何的解释改变。
We just have to hear from Krishna.
我们只要去聆听 Krishna 就行了。
And that instruction is that we have to think of Krishna.
他的训示是我们必须总是想着 Krishna。
We have to become pure devotees.
我们必须成为纯粹的奉献者。
We have to act on behalf of Krishna.
我们必须代表 Krishna 去行动。
So, this is the most confidential knowledge of all.
所以呢，这是所有知识中最最机密的部分。
We have to understand how we can please Krishna.
我们必须知道怎样来取悦 Krishna.
Krishna does not need our service.
Krishna 不需要我们的服务。
But we need Krishna's service.
但是我们却需要 Krishna 的服务。
Krishna has many goddesses of fortune all serving him in the spiritual world.
Krishna 有许多许多的幸运女神在灵性世界中服务他。
He doesn't need us to offer incense and flowers and fruit.
他不需要我们来供奉水果、鲜花、香。
But he wants our love and devotion.
但是他想要我们的爱跟奉献。
And our soul also wants to give. Our soul also has a desire to give that love.
而且，我们的灵魂同样具有想要给予这种奉爱的愿望。
There is the nature of the soul to serve.
服务是灵魂的本性。
Everything has its own particular nature or character.
每样事物都有它特定的这个特性。
Just like the nature of chili is to be hot.
就好像是辣椒是辣的一样。
And sugar is sweet.
糖是甜的。
The nature of fire will be hot also.
Fire
will heat, there will be heat and light.
火的特性就是有光有热。
And where there's ice, you know, ice will be very cold.
冰就是非常冷的。
So everything has its particular nature.
所以呢，万物都有它的特性。
In the same way, the nature of every living entity is to be the servant.
同样，所有生物体的特性就是服务，成为仆人。
We see everyone is engaged in some kind of service.
我们能注意到，所有人、所有生物体，它都处在某种服务中。
Somebody is taking their dog for a walk. They're serving their dog.
有的人就是拴着狗去散步，他们在服务狗。
Someone is the prime minister or the leader of a country. He has to please all the people in his country.
有的人是国家的领导人，是国家总理，他必须让所有的臣民，他下面下属的这个百姓都感到快乐满意。
Everyone is engaged in some kind of service.
所有人都在做出某种服务。
And the perfection of that service comes when our service is directed towards Krishna, to satisfying Krishna.
但是最完美的服务就是让有就是去服务 Krishna.
So Krishna is directing this instruction to Arjuna. To this point, he's coming to this conclusion that the goal of the purpose of all activities is to surrender to Krishna.
所以 Krishna 在这里指导 Arjuna， 就是生命的所有的这个活动的目的应该是服务 Krishna。
Surrender to the super soul in the heart of every living entity is the same as surrender to Krishna the person。
皈依于所有处在所有生物体心中的超灵，其实就跟皈依于 Krishna 本人是没有区别的。
Krishna.Is that super soul in the heart of everyone, and he is also the personality of Godhead.
Krishna 是所有生物体心中的超灵，同时也是至尊的主。
We have to think of him. We have to be conscious of him.
我们必须想着他，意念着他，必须知觉到他。
We have to think of something. We can't stop thinking.
我们必须想他，就想一些我们必须想他，想着他就停不下来。
It's the nature of the mind that will always be thinking this one thing, another thing.
因为心意的本性就是一会儿想这个，一会儿想那个。
But when we have to bring the mind to Krishna.
但是呢，我们必须把心意拉到 Krishna 这边来。
When we think of Krishna, then we will become fearless. We will conquer over that birth and anxiety of material life.
如果我们想着 Krishna 的话，我们就能克服所有的物质生活中所存在的焦虑。
Just like in that song, Bhaja Hari Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindure. When we engage our mind in the worship of the son of Nanda, of Krishna, then we will become fearless. We will become Abhaya.
如果这就好像这个诗歌中所唱的，当一个人一直使自己记着 Krishna 崇拜 Krishna 的时候，他就能够变得毫无畏惧。
So Abhaya, we have our own Prabhupada's name was Abhay Charan.
Abhaya, Prabhupada 的名字是 Abhay Charan.
A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. A.C. means A for Abhay and C for Charan.
A.C. Bhaktivedanta A 代表着 Abhay Charan.C 代表着 Chalang.
So, devotee is fearless of the material existence because he sees it also as Krishna's energy.
所以呢，奉献者对于物质的这些并不害怕，因为他同样看到的是 Krishna 的能量。
And he knows that it's for Krishna's service.
他们知道这些都是为了 Krishna 来服务的。
So this, in this way, there's nothing to fear.
因此没有什么可以害怕的。
But materialistic people are just simply fearful.
但是呢，物质主义的人，物质主义者却充满了恐惧。
They're thinking in terms of I and mine.
他们以我和我的来考虑问题。
And they see something, they say, this is mine, and this is his, and this is not mine, this is mine, this is not mine.
他们总在想，这是我的，那不是我的，这是我的，那不是我的。
So this way, this creates fear, problems.
所以呢，这会造 引起很多问题，引起很多恐惧。
But the devotee sees everything belongs to Krishna.
但是奉献者却知道一切都属于 Krishna.
And in this way, he's always happy.
因此，他总是感到很快乐。
Any question?
有什么问题吗？
The devotee has to make everything spiritual. We have to make everything, all the what is material, we have to spiritualize it.
所以呢，奉献者我们必须把一切都灵性化，一些物质东西必须使它灵性化。
By using it in Krishna's service.
通过用它来服务 Krishna.
The example is given, just like you take a metal rod, you put it in the fire, and it becomes like fire.
一个例子就是说，把一块铁放到这个火中，最后呢，这个铁具有火的品性。
In the same way, when we use everything in Krishna's service, then the material energy becomes spiritual energy.
那同样的话，把东西把事物用于为 Krishna 服务，它从它的物质的能量变成了灵性的能量。
This material body will become spiritualized by Krishna, using it in Krishna's service.
这个物质的躯体通过用这个躯体来服务 Krishna 用于对 Krishna 服务就能够被灵性化
So the devotee knows how to make matter into spirit
因此奉献者知道怎样把这个铁变成把金属变成
Some people criticize thatOh, you are supposed to be holy people. You are supposed to be spiritual. Why you are using material things?
有的人他就会批评我们说，哎，你要做一个灵性人物，你怎么还用这些物质的东西？
You have this microphone. This is material.
你用这个扩音器 microphone， 它是物质的。
But we say no. We have spiritualized it because we're using it in Krishna's service.
但是我们说，我们已经使它灵性化了，因为它已经用于为 Krishna 做服务。
Nothing is material when devotee is serving Krishna. Everything is spiritual.
当奉献者在服务 Krishna 的时候，没有任何东西是物质的，所有一切都是灵性的。
We have to see also with spiritual vision.
我们同样还应该以灵性的视野来看事情。
Spiritual vision means to see through the eyes of the scriptures.
灵性的视野意味着从经典的角度来看问题。
To see all living entities equally.
来平等看待所有的生物体。
To see the soul in everyone.
看到所有生物体中的灵魂
And to see everything is Krishna's property
看到一切都是 Krishna 的财产
Not to think I, mine
不想这是不想到我和我的
This material consciousness we think I am this body, this is mine
物质的知觉是我是这个躯体这是我的
But in spiritual consciousness we understand I am the soulMy soul is the servant of Krishna. I am the servant of Krishna. I am the soul, and I am the servant of Krishna.
但是灵性知觉是我是灵魂，我是 Krishna 的仆人。
Of course, to be the servant of Krishna is not an easy thing.
当然，要做 Krishna 仆人不是一件容易的事。
But we are trying to be servant of Krishna.
但是我们在努力的尝试着成为 Krishna 的仆人。
So this is.Krishna consciousness.
所以这是 Krishna 知觉。
Mayavadis, they're trying to be God.
那些 Mayavadi 们，他们想要成为神。
They want to become the supreme.
他们想成为至真的。
We are trying to be the servant.
我们想成为至真的仆人，至真者的仆人。
Yes. at the annihilation, we enter into the body of Vishnu.
Yeah, and with different characters and with different personalities, natures, and when it manifested in the Satya Yuga, we know that in Satya Yuga, the qualities of people are very good,
mm.
very high. So, how this nature changed into the bad nature becomes good?
Well, in such a yoga, it's not that every in such a yoga there are also demons, you know.
要知道, 在黄金年代也有恶魔,
there are different planets.
有不同的星球,
it's not that everybody everywhere is Paramahamsa devotee.
并不是每个人到处都是那些,
we read about demons like Hiranyakashipu.
我们书中读到过关于黑兰喀什布这个恶魔的故事。
Also, they could stay within the body of Mahavishnu for some time.
同样,他们也可能会在Mahavishnu的身体中待一段时间。
They may not immediately come out for the Satya Yuga.
他们可能并不是在黄金年代立即就展示出来。
There may be some time where the night, in the course of a night of Brahma, the living entities are all asleep in the body of Mahavishnu.
可能在 Brahma 的一个夜晚的时候呢, 所有生物体都在 Mahavishnu 体内 睡眠。
So
休眠。
That's a long period of time.
所以呢, 那是一个很长的时间。
Usually, of course, when we go to sleep, we wake up the next morning, we're the same person, we haven't changed much.
就好像是当我们睡觉,睡了一觉,第二天起来以后, 我们还是同一个人, 不会改变太多。
So maybe we wouldn't change much even if we sleep for the night of Brahma.
可能当他们即使睡了一个婆罗诃摩的一个晚上, 他们醒来以后, 还是差不多。
At the end of Kali Yuga, there's only some demons left, and later, then they're all killed by Kalki.
据说在卡利年的末期，只有恶魔存在。当时呢，他们都被主的Kalki化身毁灭。
And then after that, then. Satya Yuga begins again.
然后呢, 黄金年代再次展示。
And there are some great sages residing in the Himalayas who are waiting for Kali Yuga to end.
有很多在喜马拉雅山上的圣人, 他们等待着卡利年代结束。
People like Vyasadev.
比如说Vyasadev这样的人。
And some other great devotees.
还有其他伟大的奉献者。
So then they come down from the Himalayas and they start off. The civilization.
然后呢, 他们黄金年代来了以后呢, 他们从喜马拉雅山下来, 开始再过, 新的, 开始新的文明。
There are also beings in the higher planets, the Prajapatis, their responsibility is to procreate, to fill up the universe with living entities.
在一些更高等的星球上, 还有一些 Prajapati, 他们的职责就是繁衍生, 繁衍后代,
so different, the living entities who go into Mahavishnu, they will come out again, they will come back into this, the same kind of condition that they left.
所以呢,生物体它进入Mahavishnu体内以后呢,它再次展示的时候是以它以前相同的这个本性,特性展示的。
But it's not that there's Satya Yoga everywhere.
但是呢，他们并不都是在 Satya 黄金年代展示出来。
And there are many universes. Many universes and many different planets.
有很多很多的宇宙，有很宇宙中有很多很多星球。
You know, there are heavenly planets and hellish planets.
我们知道有天堂星球和地狱星球。
So if somebody has a hellish mentality, a hellish nature, they will enter into the hellish planets.
所以呢，那些像有地狱一般品性的人呢，他们会去到地狱的星球。
According to their condition, according to their mental condition, they will come. They will find a suitable place of residence.
根据他们的这个心理条件、心理状况呢，他们会去一个特定的地方。
我先好，慢慢来。根据经典里面说是人必须履行自己的规定职责。 但是我不知道我的附定职责是什么。
Well, our prescribed duties are there according to our situation. There's material ashram and spiritual ashram.
附定职责呢是根据这个灵性的ashram跟
物质的阿尚两个方面来。阿尚是阶段吗？阿尚是生活阶段。
Yeah, I mean, just you're a married man. It means you're a grihasta in the grihasta ashram.
是的，就是你是一位已婚的人，所以呢，你在 grihasta 的阶段 grihasta ashram.
Ashram means a place of residence, a place where you live.
阿尚的意思就是一个。
A place of shelter. Every creature, every living entity should be safe within an ashram.
每一位生物体，它都应该就是在一个ashram当中得到庇护。
And just like in Vedic times, it would be an ashram. And the guru would live there, and people out, and there would be all kinds of animals and different living entities there.
就好像在伟达年代的时候，那时候会有灵性导师就在阿尚里，当时呢有很多人，包括很各种各样动物都能够脱离这个阿尚。
So you're a married man. You're in Grihastha Ashram. You have duty to your family to maintain your wife and children, materially and spiritually.
所以呢，你是一位居士，你在居士的阿尚里，你就要就是抚养你的家人，使他们在灵性上和物质上都能够得到维系。And
at the same time, you also have to, you have prescribed duties to your own, for your own spiritual development.
同时呢，你还有就是附定职责，就是为了自己的。
You have to chant Hare Krishna every day, 16 rounds.
你必须每天唱诵 Hare Krishna 16圈。
You have to follow regulated principles.
这些规范原则。
You have to read the books.
要读经典。
And also try to preach when you can.
而且尽可能的。
Krishna consciousness.
而且尽可能去传教，去开发 Krishna 知觉的知识。
It's all part of your, something of your prescribed duty.
所以呢，这也是你的附定职责的内容之一。
As a businessman, having a business, you also have some customers, you have some responsibility, material duty to them to provide whatever goods they want or whatever business you get from them to do that business with them.
作为一位商人的话，你同时还有你的物质职责，就是要维系你的客户。
You know, you have to balance your material and spiritual responsibilities.
你应该平衡好你的物质和灵性的职责。那我另外一个问题，我现在就处于这种情况，经常，我一。 接触跟奉献者联谊和念诵的时候呢，就不想做生意，一点都不想做去做生意。 然后做了做生意的过程当中呢，又把潘石拿忘了光光了。
He doesn't want to do business.
我心里呢也很想记得快时呢，
uh-huh.
因为记得快时呢很舒服，人舒服，但是呢接触到物质的呢做生意呢很烦，啊，所以我现在就处于这样，跑到比如说像您在这里啊，我就很想跑这里来，一跑到这里来，那边事情我是没了，就脑子头脑里面概念都没了，然后跑到那边去了呢，又把你这里给忘了，
yeah. Well, you have to be careful. You have to balance the two. You don't want to neglect your material life totally.
你应该非常谨慎小心，就是不能忽略你的物质的这个职责。
At the same time, you have to have some time for spiritual practice.
同时呢，你必须还留一些时间来做灵修。
It's not that you need all day, the whole day, every day for spiritual practice.
没必要就是整天都用在这个灵修上。
But some time every day should be set aside where you can chant and associate with devotees if possible.
但是你还是应该就是留出些时间和奉献者联谊来念诵。
And you should see your business also in relation to Krishna.
同时你也可以把你的这个生意呢和 Krishna 挂钩。
That you can do a lot of nice service for Krishna. If you're able to maintain a successful business, then you can do a lot of nice things to help spread Krishna consciousness.
如果你的生意能够维持得很好的话，你就可以为 Krishna 做很多服务。
好，那公众网位，那这个呢我又有下面一个问题。我一直放在心里想问的呢，因为根据活动里面有参与活动有五个因素，啊，活动者，去活动场所，个人努力，还有超龄，还有个时间啊，那这五个因素，根据这五个因素，那我这个就涉及到我的工作问题了，那我的工作，你去努力去开发，还是呢，就我发一个愿望。啊，我向快希那一个祈祷，发出一个愿望，这是我个体所能做的唯一这一点啊。还有呢一种就是说，就等待着快希那给我的一种提示了吗？就我发出愿望以后，跟快希那发出祈祷以后，就等快希那来安排机会，是这样吗？
Well, sometimes it may be.Maybe not every time like that.
有时候会这样，但并不是所有环条都会这样，一直这样，都是这样子。
就超龄批准，就那个啊。
嗯。
The Supreme God forbid it, then.
Yeah. The direction of the super soul is a prominent feature. If Krishna permits, man proposes and God disposes.
谋事在人，成事在天。所以呢，自尊意愿，这是自尊主的意愿，这是最高的最终的最高的因素。
Sometimes you may be able to make a lot of money, and other times you may not.
有时候呢可以赚大钱，但是其他时候可能赚不到。
You don't know how long your good luck or good fortune will last when you can be successful in business.
你不知道你的在就生意上的这个好运会持续多久。
It may last a long time, it may not.
有可能会持续很长时间，有可能不是这样子。
But you have to depend on Krishna.
但是你必须依靠 Krishna.
We have a lot of businessmen, and we have several businessmen, people who do a lot of business, they make a lot of money.
我们有一些有部分这些大商人的奉献者，他们做很大的生意。
And they give a lot of money to Krishna.
他们把很多钱都给 Krishna.
And Krishna keeps giving them.
Krishna 也就不断的再给他们。
They find that the more they give to Krishna, the more Krishna gives them.
他们发现，他们给 Krishna 越多 ，Krishna 给他们就更多。
So we hope Krishna will also reciprocate with you.
我们也希望 Krishna 同样能够回应你。
谢谢。
礼拜。
谢谢谢谢马拉的祝福。
对，我最后你问了我，我的问题呢，就是跟贾玛丽娜有关系的，就是贾玛丽娜刚才说的这个意思呢，就是说，他说卡利年代的人品质那么低下，然后他离开这个卡利年代到最地球毁灭的时候，他不是到维西奴肚子里去了吗？嗯，然后他仍然带有自己的品性，对吧？到萨提亚年代展示的时候，他这个品性不是还是存在吗？那么到萨提亚年代不是都是善人了吗？都是善度了嘛，对吧？都善良的。那古鲁代呢解释说，萨提亚年代还有恶魔嘛？
嗯，
那么这个是一个方面，但是他可以来，最后是通过他可以把这些人都杀死，对吧？那么他可以是奎西纳的化身，是不是经过奎西纳的化身也跟奎西纳一样会融入他的躯体里面，这些人恶魔就得到进化了吗？会是这样的情况吗？我就是问这问题。是吗？
Well, maybe they get liberated when they're killed by Kalki. 可能他们解脱，他们被 Kalki 杀了，他们得到解脱，还是我不知道啊。
是啊，那么我们有的奉献者就说这个话，哎呀，我现在就不修了，就等到最后那个机会。
那么长时间呢？
他曾经就这么想过。
以前我也这么想，反正现在的话也是你说
几十万年了。
对，
那以后哎，我几千
的话是杀掉也是解脱，反正为什么不等到以后？现在不用修了。
我补充一句，因为我看了那个 Karki Brenda， 主 Karki 他虽然在最后年代显现，但是要知道他手下有三支军队，一支军队是来自他诞生的国家，还有两支是来自喜马拉雅山的太阳王朝和月亮王朝，三支军队跟他一起作战，所以那些恶魔不仅是 Karki 杀的，还有他的军队会杀，那些他们就不是解脱的。
那就不是亏是他亲手杀了。
那么就生生世世的轮回呀，他不知道呀。那么他就是说，我现在修了，我有这个种子种在那里，我生生世世的轮回总是等到毁灭的这一天嘛。他说，对不对啊？
说明你们在玛雅那种生活还蛮舒服。
哎，对呀，
才会这么想。
所以
呢，像我是被玛雅踢得忍无可忍了，只想他解脱。
是啊是啊，
把玛雅踢得没办法了，就跑到
这里来。已经无路可逃了，逃这里面。
跑到这里
来。Of course, we know there's many different living entities, not only human beings. So the ones, you know, the very fallen souls from Kali Yuga, they may come in the next.Such a yoga, they may come as animals.
我们知道并不是只有人体生物存在，那些就非常堕落，卡利年非常堕落的灵魂，他们可能在黄金年代会投身为一些其他的动物，虫子啊，类似于这样的。
Okay, 我们到阿迪耶。阿迪维尼斯基。
在。
Thank you.